Welcome to the Fearless Living Now podcast. I'm your host, Patty Lustig, and this podcast is sponsored by the Fearless Living Now community. If you're committed to accessing the courage to live life full out and beyond fear, you are in the right place. Each episode will be focused on an aspect of what it takes to find the courage needed to take action toward the fulfillment of your goals. Welcome to this episode of Fearless Living Now. This is Patty Lustig, your host. Welcome back. Today, I have a very special guest to introduce to you. Her name is Lauren Foster, or Lauren G. Foster. What's the G stand for, Lauren?
Gabrielle.
Oh, that's pretty. Lauren Gabrielle Foster. Lauren is a new acquaintance of mine, and we met in a very serendipitous way. I was leading my first annual Fearless Living Now retreat in outside of Asheville, North Carolina. And two of my female participants called an Uber. And Lauren was their Uber driver. So all the way 40, 45 minutes probably to the airport, I believe they talked her ear off. And what I do as a coach very much resonated with what she does as a coach. So we hooked up via email and we had a lovely conversation over Zoom. And I decided she was a perfect candidate to share her life story with you and where she had to bring forth her fearlessness, her courage to make a huge shift in her life and come out on top. So thank you so much for being here, Lauren.
Fabulous.
Yeah. And so we'd just love to hear your story. Tell us.
Okay. Wow. That's brave and courageous of you because we might be here all day.
I will tell you, Lauren has a book that tells her story in, what would we call it? More depth than she's going to tell it here. It's called Happy and Free on Purpose. And I imagine you can get that at Amazon.
Yes, absolutely. You can. And you can also get it on my website if you want a personalized autographed copy from me.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
And her website is laurengfoster.com. We'll give that again at the end. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about
laurengfoster.com.
Your life and the courage you've brought forth.
Okay. Absolutely. I can do that. So I knew when I was 13 years old that I wanted to be a missionary. I wanted to spread the word of God across the world. And life circumstances took me in a very different direction for the next three decades. And until in 2010, I found myself, after living all of these decades, trying to operate on just my own power without feeling any connection to a higher power, that I was bankrupt, I was exhausted, I was very close to being homeless. I was living with my sister. And just, you know, so those are the physical circumstances, but the mental and emotional circumstances were that I was just drained and exhausted and hopeless. And really, had my sister been in a position to support me the rest of my life, I would probably still be there working just temporary jobs enough to keep me in wine and cigarettes. Food on the table. Right. But she was not in a good place either and was about to lose her house. And so facing actual on the streets homelessness, I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. I put on my blinders. I handed my family members over to God. I gathered all of the life skills that I had, everything that I knew about positive psychology, everything that I knew about the law of attraction. And I began to rebuild my life. I created a simple and humble but satisfying vision for the life that I wanted to create. And within 3 years, I did it. Yeah.
That is so important. You know, that's where I begin with everyone is, what is your vision? We tend to work in 10-year sprints, but sometimes you got to shrink that down to a shorter time. But sometimes it's your one-year vision, but that's what will get you moving.
Right.
And how old were you then?
So let's see, in 2000, I'm 57 now. Math is not my strong suit. I never learned it properly, but I'm going to. So I'm 57. And so 2010, I was, what is that, 49?
Yeah, around there. Just curious around what age. So you were pushing 50. Age, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I was nearly 50 when I had to start my life over again. Again, and that is sort of a pattern that had kind of repeated itself over and over again throughout my life, that I would reach a level of success and prosperity and happiness and then turn around and sabotage everything. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And so a big part of my work in recent years is seeing what those patterns were deep in my unconscious, right? That their feelings of not being worthy of great success and great prosperity.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, your unconscious patterns that stop you and pull you back. And so in 2020, during the pandemic, I wrote Happy and Free on Purpose, which chronicles all of the things that I did in that manifesting journey, which were creating the simple vision, deliberately being grateful and positive and happy about what I had, right?
Yes, makes such a difference.
Yeah. So that's my goal for everyone, to not postpone happiness until you reach some level of something that's outside of yourself or in your future, but to choose to be in love with everything just like it is.
Yes.
And
yes,
jazzed about what you're creating next, right? So that's the whole mission. And this book is, you know, describes all the things that I did, developing a daily spiritual ritual and reconnecting with spirit and understanding that the narrow view of God that I was taught in my childhood is not the truth. That
God
is so much bigger and more and everything. And that, you know, I'm not dirty and bad because I have a human body.
Yes.
You know, my desires do not make me evil, and I'm not going to burn in hell for, you know, enjoying life. So anyway, that's one of the other parts of my mission is to unravel and undo the divisiveness that religion has put among human beings.
Yes. Yes.
And, yeah. Reaffirm that the thread that goes through all of them is love. And
yes.
That's what's important, and we should never be mad at each other because our beliefs are different, right?
Yes, so, yes, yes.
So that went off on a tangent.
All right, so we go back to that time and
it took a great deal of courage. So the first thing that I began to manifest was work that I could do, that I was comfortable with, that had. No supervision, no cap on my income. And of course, that was a very low level and low paying to begin with position, but it checked all of those other marks. So I moved into a teeny tiny little 250 square foot apartment with my four cats and my dog and just set about building this vision. And so all of these things that came along, it's very difficult, as you know, to buy a house when you are bankrupt, but it's not impossible.
Yes, so
I let life prove to me that if I could step into being the person who was manifesting all of these conditions in my life, that the conditions had to line up. That's just the way that energy works.
Yes,
but it was, every step of that took a great deal of courage.
Yes. I bought a house right after my divorce on a temp job.
Yeah.
Like, nobody buys a house on a temp job.
Right. But you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, if you want it bad enough, you find a way.
Yeah. And when you dream as big as you're capable of dreaming and you reach that, that just creates a beautiful launching point for new dreams and new desires and, new ambitions, right? And so, and most recently, so I started Be Happy First, the name of this movement, the name of my business, the name of the work, my heart, in 2014. So when I found myself sitting on my deck in this beautiful paradise that I created on the side of a mountain in the Appalachian Mountains with my dog at my feet, I was returned to that 13-year-old girl that wanted to share love, that wanted to help, that wanted to minister and be a missionary. I'm like,
this is
what I do. I want to teach women how to be the master of their lives and not take 4 decades to do it, right?
Yes.
And so I created all of this and I started on this journey and I started learning how to do it, always intending. So that here's another courageous thing. Intending to step away from my career in advertising and advertising sales and to devote myself wholeheartedly to this mission. And yet I never got the courage to do it.
Yeah.
Until last year, that decision was taken away from me. Mm. That contract was lost due to circumstances.
Yeah.
But what the courage that I have to have every day today is to not just run out and get another position that I'm comfortable with, that I know how to do, that, you know, playing a sales job instantly.
Right.
It would be so easy to do that.
Yeah.
And instead to have the courage to stay this course, to stay in my own growth into really letting this business be my sole support and be my sole source of abundance and prosperity. And that's a courageous decision that I am making every single day now.
Yes. Like, yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah.
Early on in my coaching career, probably a year or two in, I took a job, and I had done lots of sales jobs before that.
Mm-hmm.
I took a job at a company I'd worked for before because I was so, maybe my income had gone up and down. I was just too scared.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I lasted a week or two because I sat there doing cold calls for them all day long. And then I said, why don't I just do this for myself?
Right.
And so I quit. And then I'd go through phases at times where I'd start job hunting. I don't want to generate. I don't want to market anymore. I don't want to talk to people about this or that. I never did it again. I never took a job again.
Good for you. See, and so that you were transformed. You experienced what it was like to work on the work of your heart all day, doing work that it was what you wanted to share with the world. And you can't go back to a toxic work environment after that.
Exactly.
You just can't. Your true transformation. And I had that same realization, Patty, that I was a master salesperson. And I realized pretty recently, like within the last 3 months, that I had never once applied those same skills to my own business.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's common. Very common.
Yeah. It's like, why can I see the value of this ad in this publication or on this TV station or whatever, but I can't see the value in my own work. It's crazy.
Oh, that is really common. Yes.
Yeah. Making that switch. And then this is one of the things that we're teaching, that the people that we help is to own your value and to, you know, step forward and claim your value.
Yeah. And one of the things, a couple different things that I think are critical for people to have in their lives to bring forth all the courage that they need. One is community. How do you use community to support you?
You could not have said anything more powerful and vital. And that is another thing that has recently changed for me, in that I did not have anyone around me who could really relate to my work. Now, I have a loving family, a large and loving family, but they don't get me.
Yes.
They don't get my work. They don't, you know, I can't even get them to look at my website.
Right. Yes.
And whenever I do get a reaction from them, when, like, the biggest reaction when I went off to study channeling and oracle card reading and deepening a spiritual intuitive connection.
Yes.
And
you
know, they all thought I was going to let in evil spirits or something.
Right. Totally. Yeah.
So I recently have become a member of several communities of fellow female coaches who are doing this same work and recognizing another underlying pattern that I'm alone and I got to do everything myself. And and also banishing the feeling of competition that is prevalent in business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that there is no competition in a feminine way of creating because there's no scarcity and there is no lack. There are plenty of people who need our help. There are plenty of, and each one of us has a unique voice that is going to resonate with our exact right clients. So there's no reason for us not to support one another completely.
Totally. And unless we're looking to create an organization with hundreds or thousands of people, we're only looking for maybe 20 people at a time kind of thing. And with the world, the sea of people that are out there, there's no need to cut. God, what is wrong with my brain today? To compete. We don't need to compete.
Right. There is no need to compete. And I would go even further to say, even if we want to reach millions, which I do, there's still no competition.
No, right? I get that too. Right.
Yeah. And when I'm able to create platforms like that, then I'm able to collaborate and cooperate even more because I can bring other women teachers along with me to share their unique gifts to this giant audience. So it can only get better and better and better the more we support.
Yeah, about a month ago, I was at the Hay House conference. And, you know, here were all these people who do basically some form of the same thing. But I just think the right people connect with the other right people at the right time. You know, you're just going to gravitate towards the person that you need.
Exactly. And you know, we are unique. We all have a unique combination of attributes that make us the perfect fit for the people that we can best serve. And when we are feeling the power of the universe and how resourced we are and having faith that that connection is going to get made, then it's a world of total abundance with no whisper of lack or scarcity.
Right.
So community is vital. And developing the skill of identifying what our needs are and being able to ask for the help that we need is such a powerful skill.
Totally. Yes. Ask. If you don't ask, nobody knows what you want or need.
Exactly right. And but a lot of people are just assuming that nobody has time to support them. Nobody has interest in supporting them. And you don't know that until you ask the question.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. And have and empower other people with the faith that if they can't help you, then they will say no.
Well,
and
exactly.
The way that But the way that we get that realization is by being able to say no ourselves. Right. You see that circle. It's like, oh, I have such a hard time saying no. I don't want to put somebody else in a position of not being able to say no. Whereas if we can start at the source and go, I have boundaries. I'm in control of my time. I can graciously and lovingly say no. And I can trust everybody else to empower themselves to say no too. So I'm always safe to ask. Right.
Because
In our sales career, if you don't ask, the answer is always no.
You don't get enough no's, you're never going to get a sale.
That's right.
Play for no's.
So back to the original question, yes, community is vital. We are social species. We are meant to be together. We are meant to support one another. And we are, you know, I talked about, you already shared about the Uber adventure that I have with the attendees of your workshop, but I also see a whole lot of women who are isolated. I was taking one woman back and forth to a very difficult medical procedure, and I asked her if she had anyone to support her and to help her out with these visits and with her recovery. And she said, oh, well, I have friends, but they're all busy. I'm like, we are isolating ourselves.
Yeah, the degree of isolation nowadays is staggering.
Yeah. And it's so not the way we were meant to live.
Right.
So.
So I'm just curious right now in your life, because you've got this challenge of having made a huge pivot, what kinds of things do you say to yourself to empower yourself? What kinds of practices do you have that will keep you moving forward in the direction you want to go?
I'm so glad that you asked that. So I love creating rituals, spiritual rituals. Because the whole process of putting down a special cloth, getting out special candles, getting out special crystals, just really adds reverence and power and focus to the whole activity. So I try to do some version of this every morning. And when I don't, I feel it. You know, I make mistakes, like my mind wanders off and I make a wrong turn and get lost, or
So you like make that. Sure you have a sacred ritual in the morning and you make sure that you do it, because if you don't, you notice a difference. And if you do, you notice a difference.
Yes. Yeah. And let me tell you that the other part is I have a little cauldron. It's just a little iron thing. And I write on a little piece of paper about the size of a post-it note affirmations, like, I am a powerful creator and I am willing to step forward and do my part to create an amazing life. I am inspired and inspiring. I am resourced and resourceful. I am energetic. I am loving. I am compassionate. I did just whatever. And then on the other side of that, I write prayers. And so, like, they're specifically to what's going on. So in these financial troubles, there are a lot of people that I'm negotiating with. And yesterday I wrote, please give me kindness and compassion from the people that I'm working with. And oh my goodness, did that prayer come true? All of the people that I spoke with were just bending over backwards to help me. Right. That's a morning ritual that I love to do. Great. Yeah. And I love to use oracle cards, especially at the moon cycles, just to cement the idea of setting intentions and staying empowered and focused on them. And the moon cycles are like a wonderful little path. So you plant at the new moon, you water and fertilize and check in with your growth on the first quarter moon. You celebrate things blossoming and blooming on the full moon, the summer of the cycle, and you harvest and witness what you've created in the last quarter. And then you refine and rest for a little while, and then you make new intentions for the next moon cycle. And it just feels very much like creating in tandem with the universe and with nature and with the moon.
Awesome.
And it's fun. Life's supposed to be fun, don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. What's the point? You're not having fun.
Right.
What is your long-term vision for your business?
Oh, how much time do we have?
Well, in like 2 minutes.
So my long-term vision is to, I would love to create a retreat center that is a physical place that embraces the magic of these mountains. Where I live is, when you step here, you can feel it. You're just like, oh, there's just, even people that aren't spiritual or woo-woo are like, oh, this place just feels awesome. And you walk outside and quartz pops out of the ground. And so I would love to be able to create a space here that is a retreat center. But I also want to visit all of the sacred sites of the world and participate in all of the sacred rituals of the world. And I want to bring my women with me. I want to create retreats and experiences around all of these different things.
Awesome.
And and that goes along with the celebrating all of the different ways that people connect with spirit and removing all of the barriers in between. Yeah, that's my long-term vision. Yeah. And so I will live in the retreat center in the main house. And when it's not being used for a retreat, people can just rent the tiny house, rent the hobbit house, rent the yurt or the yome. Yeah. So
I think you should definitely go visit Mountain Light Sanctuary, which you can go during the day, just hang out there. And you should meet Michael. I'll send you his email address and talk to him about how he created that place.
Yeah, I absolutely will.
It's very much in alignment with what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We'll definitely do that.
Yeah, fabulous. All right. Well, thank you so much for all of your wisdom today and telling us your story. Mm-hmm. Wonderful to have met you.
Thank you.
If you would like to connect further with Lauren, you can go to her website at Lauren G. Foster. It's LaurenG. Foster, FOSTER.com. And remember, her book's on Amazon, Happy and Free on Purpose. Thank you again. And thank you to all my listeners. Remember, go to my website if you want more support with Fearless Living Now. Remember, you can't live fearlessly later. It can only happen now. I'm at www.fearlesslivingnow.com. Thank you very much. Good day for now, my friends. Thanks for listening. Remember to visit fearlesslivingnow.com. Join the Fearless Living Now Facebook group and subscribe to the weekly podcast. This will give you more encouragement and inspiration. Feel free to reach out to me at patty@fearlesslivingnow.com or 612-363-7605 if you need anything.